Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Our title is Sheep, Serpent, Dove, as we discuss practical kingdom living. Matthew chapter 10 verse 16 says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Hallelujah. Wonderful. Now, if you look into the Bible, you will see that the heavenly kingdom has the strangest and most complicated creatures. Some kingdom creatures have got six wings. I think on it, the highest wing you have is two. But elsewhere, they have got six wings. If you see a flying creature with six wings, I'm sure that you would be afraid. But they are in heaven. Whether they are literal or they are figurative, they are still strange and they are still complicated. So these six-winged creatures, the Bible says they are full of eyes before and behind. When you see a creature whose eyes is behind, some in front, I'm sure that you are going to freak out. But it is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 6. In the book of Ezekiel, we have some strange creatures also. We have got creatures with four faces: the face of a cherubim or an angel, the face of a man, the face of a lion, and the face of an eagle. That is in Ezekiel chapter 10 and verse 14. In the same Ezekiel chapter 1, we have got a one-head creature with four faces on it: the face of an eagle, the face of a man, the face of a lion, and the face of an ox. It will interest you to know that our Lord Jesus Christ himself, if you read the book of Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, he is portrayed as a lamb. And that lamb has got seven horns and seven eyes. I say again, whether they are literal or figurative, it is still a strange thing. Now, in our text, our dearest Jesus, who made all things in heaven and on earth, the Bible tells us, is trying to make us into kingdom creatures. Believers, all of us, he is trying to make us more complicated all the time. He is trying to make us strange looking all the time. Hallelujah. So in the text, Jesus says, believers are as sheep. He is using a lot of figure of speeches, all right? Simile, metaphors. Believers are as sheep that he is sending in the midst of wolves. So get a picture of yourself as a sheep, but you are in the midst. In other words, the wolves have surrounded you and you are in the middle. He says that I am sending you as sheep in the middle of wolves. Wonderful. It tells us a lot. But he goes on to say, we should be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. In other words, metaphorically, our Jesus wants to make us sheep, serpent, and dove at the same time. Now, that is a lot strange and a lot complex. But I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the ultimate of our dear Jesus for us to become kingdom creatures. Metaphorically, sheep, serpent, doves. Or as sheep who are wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But he starts by drawing our attention to our practical circumstance as his believers in this life. So he says, behold, can we all say behold? Behold, I send you. Behold means look or see. In other words, don't close your eyes to a certain reality. We have the temptation of closing our eyes to that reality that he has to say something to jolt us. Don't close your eyes to the reality that you are a sheep among wolves. You are a sheep among wolves. Now, this means three things. Number one, it means that as a believer or as a sheep, metaphorically speaking, you are out of place. You are out of place. You are a stranger to the environment or the larger society. In other words, the larger society is going to see the practical Christian as a strange person, as a strange creature, as a kingdom creature. Wonderful. You are strange because you actually belong to the kingdom. You have been sent here as an ambassador on a mission. So if the world does not see you as strange, then you must look at yourself carefully. Hallelujah. Because that is what Jesus is implying in our practical environment or setting for us. It is true that this world is not our home. We are on a diplomatic mission. Never forget this, that you have been sent by God to your nation, to your community, to your family. You have been sent to your neighborhood. Never forget. Jesus says, I have sent you. In your workplace, never forget that you have been sent by God. Maybe your boss transferred you to a certain place or has placed you in a certain department or unit. But you need to understand that it is God who has sent you over there. Whether you like it or not, once you find yourself there, Jesus says, look at a certain reality. Behold it. I have sent you to that department. I have sent you to the school. Never forget this, that you are on a mission. So you need to find out, why am I here? Why am I in this workplace? It goes beyond taking pay. Why am I in this school? It goes beyond learning your books. Why am I in this neighborhood? It goes beyond being a nice person who is greeting everybody. Hallelujah. Find out. Because he says, I have sent you. I know you find yourself in your nation. It's not just that I want you to be a citizen of Spain or a citizen of Australia or a citizen of Nigeria or a citizen of Ghana. There is a reason, there is a purpose that we do not have to lose sight of. Hallelujah. Even to your family, you have been sent by God from the heavenly kingdom as a kingdom creator to your family. You have a mission in your family. It's not just bearing the family name or looking like your father. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just your body. But you are a sheep. You have been sent with a mission to your family, to your tribe, to the people that you say, I belong. Hallelujah. If you are a black believer, especially in the diaspora, you are not just out of place once. You are out of place twice. You know, because you seem to be the minority. If you travel around the world, you will see that in the airport, you look like out of place. Because you are surrounded with more light-skinned people. That is, if you travel to the advanced countries, you are surrounded by more light-skinned people than dark-skinned people. You know? And Jesus said, I'm sending you a sheep in the middle of wolves. They have surrounded you. You are the minority. They are the majority. So if you are a dark-skinned believer, you feel more like you don't belong. Recently, even footballers felt that they don't belong. And people, some people, were trying to give them an impression that this is not your place. Sometimes in life, we come to circumstances where people are trying to tell us, even in the church, that this is not your place. They are trying to tell you that you don't belong to the world of science if you are a dark-skinned believer. Somebody called me and he says that he is working with light-skinned people, mostly Indians, and he wants to quit his job. He's in the States. I said, don't quit your job. Why do you want to quit your job? He says that the people, they look at us as if we cannot perform. I said, now you are an ambassador. You have to prove to them that you belong. Hallelujah. Once God has placed you there, there is a way you can belong. Hallelujah. So they will tell you that you don't belong to the world of technology. If you are a dark-skinned believer, they will tell you that your place is music or entertainment. Your place is dancing. Your place is sports. Other places don't try because you don't belong there. The first meaning of I send you as sheep in the midst of wolves is that you will feel out of place. Jesus wants you to see that reality, that you are a stranger to the larger society. Number two, meaning of being a sheep or a believer in this world is that you are socially weak relative to the environment. You are socially weak relative to the environment. When a sheep is standing among wolves, it feels weak in the midst of the wolves, socially. Hallelujah. It's wonderful and amazing. But God is trying to tell us that if you look at the way I have built you physically, you don't have to put any confidence in your flesh. The flesh profited nothing. There is something that you need to do. Because socially, you will feel out of place. Sometimes you go among people as a believer, and practically you see that it's like there are more unbelievers than believers. It's like in the world, there are more unbelievers than believers. Wonderful. It's trying to tell us something, that we are socially the weak. If you are a dark-skinned believer, socially you are like double weak because of your color and the perceived poverty that goes, generally speaking, with our kind. It's like socially we are weak, we cannot stand the system. Jesus says, number two, open your eyes to this reality. Number three, reality to behold as a sheep or believer in this world is that naturally you are foolish relative to this world. Naturally, you are foolish relative to this world. The Apostle Paul puts it this way, that we should be simple when it comes to evil. Unbelievers are sophisticated when it comes to evil, but we are supposed to be naive, foolish, into inverted commas, when it comes to this world and surviving in this world. It's as if the sheep has an impulse to play into other people's hands, that the sheep does not see danger. So, relative to this world, the sheep feels foolish, into inverted commas, and vulnerable. Hallelujah. It's interesting, but this is the picture Jesus wants us to behold. The wolf, on the other hand, is symbolic of the majority, the strong, and the bullies of this world who prey on others to survive. Bullies who prey, wolves, they prey on the sheep to survive. So the wolf is referring symbolically to this world system and all those who live by it. All those who live by this world system is the wolf. Now, it's interesting because You can have a wolf who is in a sheep clothing. Those are very dangerous. You know, they appear like believers. They appear they like you. But inside, they want to prey on you. Inside, they are wolves as well. These are religious people. They have a religious facade. They look like a sheep. They sing like a sheep. They behave outwardly like a sheep. But inwardly, they are ravenous. Inwardly, they are carnivores. Inwardly, they want to take life out of you. They want to take a life out of your ministry. They want to take life out of what God has blessed you with. Now, as a believer, you need to know that the wolves that you must know are surrounding you includes some of them who inwardly are the wolves, but outwardly they are sheep. They look like sheep. They are deceptive. Religion is the highest form of deception. They have an appearance, but inwardly they are full of dead men's bones. Jesus says that, look at it, my believers, you who is representing me, I have sent you as a sheep in the midst of all these people. How do you survive? How do you perform when wolves are surrounding you? When some of them are wolves inwardly with sheep clothing, they say hallelujah to you. They are in church, they are pastors, they are worship leaders, they are ushers, but they are inside the church to prey on you.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
How do you survive? How do you perform your mission in your workplace, in that industry where you are, which is predominantly unbelievers or people who live by this world system and who are not kingdom creatures, living by the principles of the kingdom? How do you survive? How do you perform the mission, the reason why, the grand reason why God put you in the school, the grand reason why God put you in the continent, in your nation? God gave you that skin. How do you survive in the midst of the majority who do not physically look like you? Who some of them outwardly say that, no, you don't belong. You are out of place. How do you survive? Jesus Christ gives us how we can survive and go beyond survival to perform. Hallelujah. Whether it's in your school, your workplace, your environment, your family, how do you survive if you decide to be a follower of the Lord Jesus, a believer of Jesus? He gives us the solution. He says that you are a sheep, but you have to add other things to you. It's going to make you look complicated. It's going to make you look many-sided. It's going to make you look difficult to define, difficult to detect. Because if you let them define you as a sheep, you are going to be in trouble. You are a sheep, but you have to add some other qualities and get yourself into your kingdom face. Because when you are in your kingdom face, you are not just a sheep among wolves, but you are a sheep metaphorically, serpent and dove metaphorically at the same time. They cannot prey on you. This world system cannot overcome a kingdom creator. But if you do not posture yourself and position yourself properly, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to fall prey. Very soon, you'll see yourself compromising your standard and trying to live by the world standard, trying to be a deceptive believer yourself also, because you want to survive. You don't have to be negative-minded to survive or behave like a Kwekwanense to survive, have Kwekwanense wisdom to survive. I'm talking about being a deceiver. Hallelujah. But you can posture yourself in a certain manner where Jesus Christ is ultimately calling us to. Ultimately, it says that you are a sheep, but add something to else to it. Can you imagine a sheep that is taking the wisdom of a serpent? The sheep will not feel naturally comfortable. But Jesus says that, look, your nature, your calling, your ministry may not be like that, but that is naturally. But add on the wisdom of the serpent. Not only that, but add on the harmlessness of a dove. When you do that, then you look undevourable to the world. Then they cannot place you. Then you become very subtle in a positive way to them. Hallelujah. Then you become too wise for their teeth to bite into. Then you can survive and you can live and you can perform the mission for which he says, I have sent you to your workplace. I have sent you to your family. I have sent you to your school. I have sent you to your nation. I have sent you outside, maybe Africa, to the African diaspora. Hallelujah. You can do it. You may not feel like it. Your natural instinct will not call for it as a sheep, but he says, I get the wisdom of a serpent. Hallelujah. And get the harmlessness of a dove to yourself. Be wise. Be subtle to those who live by this world system. They will try to say that, be one thing. Be one thing. What are you? Are you a businessman or you are a preacher? Be one thing. That is the devil trying to define you into a simple creature he can devour. But Jesus' ultimate is to build us into the strange creatures which are in heaven, because we actually belong there. But we must represent him here as kingdom creatures. Hallelujah. So I came to tell you today that your natural impulse as a sheep will be to play into their hands. But God says, no, don't do that. Hallelujah. Do something in addition. In actual fact, when Jesus says that you were sheep, he is talking about the fact that your spirit must have the main characteristic of a sheep, which is what? Innocence, simplicity, apparent dependence. That belongs to your spirit. Hallelujah. I'm teaching you how to live your life practically in this world. Survive and perform your mission for which God brought you and gave you life. Hallelujah. So I need to make you to understand that it is your spirit Jesus was referring to that said that you were a sheep. You are as a sheep. Metaphorically, you were a sheep. But you are like or as a sheep. That is what we are. Our spirit is the real us. We are not serpents, neither are we doves. We are a sheep. That is our real self. Your real you is a spirit. So your spirit must be like that. Believer listening to me, don't be so sophisticated when it comes to your spirit. Be so simple to understand that you have to do your quiet time. Be so simple to understand that you have to have a parasitic dependence upon God. That you need to pray. That you need to read the Bible. You have to be innocent like that. To understand that, Lord, if you don't help me in this decision, I am going to mess up myself. Jesus is talking about your real self when he says that be a sheep. But some people do not understand it. They carry their innocence into their everyday life. What I say that, do you understand? Yeah. They carry their simplicity and they will be asking you silly questions. If you feel offended, I don't mean to offend you. But sometimes that is the reality. And sometimes believers, they ask things and they do things that you see that is like they manifesting in practical sense what is in their spirit. But I will show you something. The spirit is the one that contacts God. To God, ladies and gentlemen, be simple. Don't be sophisticated. You don't know how to do it. Go to God on your knees and tell him that, help me. I don't know how to be a good student. Help me. I don't know how to be a good worker. Help me. I don't know whatever. Help me. Hallelujah. Let God help you. That's talking about your relationship with God. Now, when he said that be as wise as serpent, he is talking about your soul, which refers to your will, your mind, and your emotions. Your will, your mind, and your emotions must be wise. Believers must be wise in this life. Hallelujah. Your wisdom comes from where? Your wisdom comes from the word of God, who is Jesus Christ. Believers, you cannot say that you are being wise when you decide that you're going to cheat like everybody else, because that is how to survive. No, you have to be honest. Hallelujah. And God knows how to defend the honest. It may seem that you are losing something now, but Bible says that who will harm you if you are followers of that which is good. Hallelujah. I say to all of us, let us be believers practically. Let us live out the word of God practically. Let the word of God make us wise. When you read the word of God, it tells you to be a wise person. It tells you, for example, to know how to keep some things as secrets to yourself. And you must learn to do that. It tells you that you must watch your friends. And you must learn to do that. It tells you that you must behave yourself in a certain way. Not be over righteous. By that, don't think that you are better than everybody else. It tells us how to posture ourselves as righteous people. Not to boast against the wolves around that you are better than them. Hallelujah. But to posture yourself in a way that you can woo unbelievers, and they will like you, and they will come to you as they were coming to Jesus. Sinners coming to him to hear the word of the Lord. So he says that be wise as serpents. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why we need to renew our minds. The Bible talks about renewing of your mind, not removal of your mind. Removal of your mind is like you are behaving like somebody who doesn't know what is going on. He says, watch, look. Hallelujah. You need to broaden your scope. You need to read materials outside your natural instinct, your natural calling, your natural education line. You have to learn to broaden your scope. Be wise. So that they will wonder and say, are you a righteous person or you are a rich person? You say, I'm both. I'm righteous and I'm rich. Are you a king or you are a priest? I am both. I'm a king and I'm a priest. At some time, I face you as a king. At some time, I face you as a priest. Wisdom of the serpent makes us to know how to position yourself at a point in time. And even where to position yourself, to whom you should postulate some things. So he's talking about your soul. Let us not be naive when it comes to our mind. Let the people understand that our minds are deep when it comes to other issues apart from the spiritual. Let your neighbors respect you for the fact that you are not just righteous, but you are mentally smart. Read and don't get rusty. What book have you read this year? We are past half of the year. When Jesus said, be wise as a serpent, he was talking about your soul. When he said, be harmless as a dove, he was referring to your body life. That in your body you must be harmless. Spiritually, you may be harmful. In other words, you bind the works of the devil, but physically be harmless. And let your moderation and your gentility be known unto all men. David said that I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. In other words, he was saying that as a king, shadow kingdom person, he was a prophet, priest, and king. He had many sides, you know. That is how I am. Sometimes I am this. Sometimes I am that. Hallelujah. Paul says, I've become all things to all men, so that by all means I can win some. I know how to speak the secular language, introverted commerce, not wrong words, but I know how to speak economics. I know how to speak my expertise. I know how to speak the Bible. I know how to speak deep things. I know how to present what I have to present. Hallelujah. Says that for your body life, don't posture yourself as somebody who wants to fight the wolves. Because when you posture yourself like that, you will be devoured. Before you fulfill your mission, you have lost your image. You have lost your name. Be harmless as a dove. You are a sheep, but when it comes to your physical life, your neighborhood, they shouldn't perceive you as a harmful person. Whatever you do must enhance your neighborhood. Whatever you do must make them see that, oh, this person, oh, we can bank on him, we can trust him. You are building a certain image that will make you survive in that neighborhood or community and perform that spiritual function that God wants you to perform over there. Hallelujah. Some of us believers are harmful. In the workplaces, your boss can point to you and say that you are one of the most harmful employees. Because when it is trouble, you'll be in the middle of the trouble. No, be harmless as a dove. Hallelujah. Wonderful. And let the Lord give you wisdom, the wisdom of the serpent, in order for you to press the right buttons to get things done. You may not have to join the crowd and do away. Your leaders may not like that. But with the wisdom of God, God gives you, he may lead you to see your boss, to say, boss, can I discuss something with you? And the way you even present the thing, he will know you are not part of the Chobwe people, but I must listen to this guy. And your mission will be fulfilled. The Bible says that love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love doesn't hurt his neighbor. Stop hurting people. In church, stop it. Don't hurt them and say that, well, God said that we will be persecuted. No, don't be a persecutor. So you have taken it upon yourself to persecute a pastor, to persecute a minister, to persecute somebody that God has put his hand upon. Stop it. You are hurting. You are being harmful. Ask yourself, whatever thing you say, whatever thing you do, is it edifying? Is it harming or it is building up? Is it encouraging or it is minimizing and tearing down? Be harmless as a dove. Hallelujah. God wants to build us into kingdom creators who confuses unbelievers. They don't know what we are, because we are dependable, we are anointed at the same time. They can't marry it. We are faithful, we are full of tenacity. Yes, sir, we are rich upstairs. They can't understand. How come you are available? Yes, sir, you are busy. How come you can do this? Yes, sir, you can do that. Let us not be one thing. This is how God wants us to live. That's my ultimate for you, says Jesus. You are a sheep, yes. I know you are born again, but I want to make you into something else. I want to make you a kingdom creature. So apart from being as a sheep, build the wisdom of a serpent and build the harmlessness of a dove. That's my ultimate for you, so that we are fitting to go to the heavenly kingdom. Yes, we will just blend, because they say, hey, this guy is very, very complex. We don't know what he is. Yes, don't be easily defined or put in a bracket. God bless you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.